1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Welcoming to the huge broadcast is Lori Liu with GI Trivia. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing good.
I'm doing good.
I wanted to ask
It's early.
It is. Well, it's not as early as I have to deal with.
No, but. I agree, but it's funny because every time I drive over here, I, of course, listen to you, see what you're doing. But then I have to sing to make sure to get my morning smoker's voice out of the way. I don't think I quite got it out of the way yet.
Does the singing help with that?
Yeah, it does. And I don't smoke. Just so you know, I don't smoke, but I realized I sound like Phyllis Diller.
It is Phyllis Diller. I couldn't think of who it was that you reminded me of, but
yeah.
I do kind of expect you to take a Chesterfield out of
your purse. Yeah, I know it. Yeah. I don't have a Chesterfield or a purse. So.
You don't carry a purse.
I don't.
I was thinking of you this morning, dark and early. I read, and I don't know. I know you think I'm a hipster, but I don't know who this person is. I've seen her name before. How do you pronounce Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa, yeah.
Am I right on
that?
Is she a singer?
Yes.
Okay. She's not just an influencer?
No, she's a singer.
All right, here's what I read, and I immediately thought of you. She's going viral now. She has a Diet Coke recipe. She mixes in pickle juice and jalapeno juice.
Oh.
And she says it's a spicy cocktail. She shows it on TikTok, and it's getting mixed reviews.
Oh. Well,
you must have to have a lot of time on your hands to say,
yeah,
this Diet Coke is good. You know what I want? I'm going to add pickle juice to it.
Well, pickle juice has gone crazy lately. Well, and I love pickles.
I do, too.
I just, you know, and I've had the pickle vodka and it's very good. But I don't know.
Did you bring any pickle vodka for
no,
me to sample?
But I don't know if that'd be legal for me to do. Would it?
I don't know. It's not important because we're not going to drink vodka on the air.
So, I mean, that would just otherwise just be you and me doing shooters, which I'm not going to say hasn't happened before.
Inevitably, that segment would have three distinct sections. One, it would be the start. Then it would probably get very funny and then very sloppy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I'd go, I love you.
It's time to go sleep now. How's your trivia going?
Going really well. Let me just start by saying I was in Ravana last night. And we had to postpone it a week. They had a water issue there. Thanks, Mayor Fred. No, it was funny. I give Mayor Fred some grief about it because it's kind of, I like it because the mayor plays trivia with me, and he's got a fun team, and I pick on him all the time. but last night was a lot of fun. I just really love Ravana. So I want to say thanks to the girls from the Rooted Farmhouse and Petals and Pictures who donated the prizes. If I don't have this kind of stuff, you know, I have to kind of get stuff myself, and it's just really nice to see the community. Every time I'm in Ravana, somebody volunteers to donate. Oh, I'll bring prizes next time. And Mayor Fred did. Larry from the hardware store owns a hardware store. Hey, Larry, did. And the girls last night. I mean, it's just so nice.
I'm looking at your GI trivia page on Facebook.
Yes.
First of all, is the mayor any good? You kind of have to say yes, right?
Yeah, he's great. He did not know who introduces the president before the State of the Union, but he did know what Kardashian girl did not have kids.
Really? That's unexpected.
No, I know. It was funny. I'm like, I never know what I'm going to say on the air, but he told me he was going to tune in, so good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. I'm looking at your GI trivia page. Now, I do warn, and I think we stumbled on this once before, it's GI and a space trivia on Facebook.
Yep.
Just don't mix it up with GI Trivina.
That's right. We did touch on
who
this.
Who lives in Indonesia.
Yes.
Is she wearing
still
a,
there?
Is she wearing
she's
a,
still there? Oh.
A fake mustache, or is that a real mustache?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's click on G before we get to
okay.
GI Trivina.
Oh.
She's kind of cute.
Well, she is.
She lives in a part of Indonesia that has a long name that I cannot pronounce, nor will I try.
Kalup Halapas. Yeah, I don't know. G.I. Oh, trivia. And then there's more, isn't it?
All right, let's go to G.I. Trivia tonight in Wood River. 80s, that's right. 90s, 2000s country. It's a music bingo at Whiskey River.
Yes.
7 p.m.
And just add, and I'm going to touch again on the donating and the sponsorship. Sailor Screen Printing is my main sponsor. They make me all my t-shirts and everything, and these guys are wonderful. But Mead Ammo is out of Wood River, and they are my sponsor every month at Whiskey River. So I'm there every other week. General trivia once, music bingo once.
Sounds fun.
It is. It's a blast.
Are you, you do Hy-Vee once a month.
I do Hy-Vee.
Is that coming up?
I will be there next Tuesday. That is the 15th. 15th. I will be there. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. You know what my music bingo theme is that night? Songs with alcohol. I know.
I have a drink on me, AC/DC.
Yeah, so many. There's a lot.
Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. I know. There is so many.
Believe it or not, I feel like there would be more country songs.
I throw country in too. It does not matter.
That Smell by Lynyrd Skynyrd count as a drink song?
I don't know.
One More Drink, Fool, would drown you.
Raise Your Glass.
Pink.
Whiskey Glasses, Morgan Wallen. Last Night, Morgan Wallen. So that's, I think, an alcohol song.
Let me look through my catalog real quick. And
what about Jose Cuervo, You Are a Friend of Mine? Remember that one?
I don't know that, but I know.
That's an old country. Shelley West.
Mas Tequila by Sammy Hagar.
Mas Tequila. I'm sure I have that on here. Dust on the Bottle. Beer for My Horses. 5 o'clock somewhere. How about Tom T. Hall? I Like Beer. I mean, can't get more direct than that. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
George Thorogood. Yeah. Yeah. Some good ones.
Yeah. Red, Red Wine, UB40. Ugh.
Franz, man. There's a party going on
right here. Waking up with Franz, man. One man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
107.7 The Island.
It would be nice to talk to a medical professional about how this trivia can help perhaps stave off some mental... You know how when you get... I'm not saying... Well, I mean, I have read studies before, like crossword puzzles help stave off dementia or things like
right.
that. This, as fun as it is, it must have some benefits. It just gets your brain working.
Well, you would think so. You would think so, but sometimes I forget where I put my car keys, so I'm not 100% sure if it's helping me
we'll see.
Too much. Did you see that picture, though? Isn't that a great picture of my friend Rod?
Looking at
Rod Verhagen with his 107.7 shirt on?
Yeah. It's
that was not staged.
Yeah, that looks great. I'm looking at GI Trivia on Facebook on the page. You have a lot of great pictures here. These, what's his name with the island shirt?
Rod Verhagen.
Yeah, these are great.
Rod works out at Hornady. Yeah, he's donated prizes to my events too. Just him and his wife Crystal, and Crystal's mom attend my events quite often. I have a lot of great people. I've met a lot of great people. I do private events. I'm at Wine, Beer, and Spirits every Thursday.
Well, you yourself are a good person, and you're doing a good thing, so it's going to attract good people.
Yeah, I think so. I appreciate you saying that, because
it's true.
I told you you look homeless last week.
I wouldn't promote it if... What did you say?
I said, because I told you you look homeless last week.
Yeah, you have to remind me of that?
I'm sorry.
I think of it every time I look in the mirror.
You look great today.
Oh, thanks.
I know, it's like 53 degrees.
Like, I need to be thinking about that at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Know.
The alarm goes off. Don't look homeless.
I know.
Lori's coming in today.
Keep you on your toes. I love it.
Now, what I was going to say was I wouldn't be promoting your trivia as much as I do if I didn't experience it myself. I've experienced it. There's something special about it. Not to sound corny.
Right.
Or to to berate the issue, but there is something special about it.
It's different. Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that because it has taken me a while and enough people to tell me that what I do is fun, but people just enjoy me because it's hard for me to say that, but because I do try to have fun with everybody. Again, Mayor Fred, sorry about calling your team stupid last night.
You're the perfect combination of authority figure and entertainer.
Yeah.
You keep it in line and you run the show, but it's fun.
Right. And another thing, too, that's funny is if I'm wrong, and I am wrong sometimes. Last night I asked the question, what actor has been in Tommy Boy, Wayne's World, and Austin Powers? And one team answered Dana Carvey. And I get that look on my face, you know, that... as if I go, he wasn't in any of them. And the girl goes,
Dana Carvey was in Wayne's World.
Yes, he was Garth. And I'm like, oh yeah. And it's funny. Mike Myers.
He was in all three.
He was, it was Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe
was in all three of them. Yeah. You just have to think about these things, and it was very funny. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry.
If it's hurting your brain, you know that you're gaining something.
Yes.
You know, you're using your brain.
But that's why you want to have teams, because you may have not seen any of those, but the other person on your team may have.
Right, of course.
But I see, you know, a lot of people, like, going back and forth and I'm not going to say arguing, but no, it was this or this, you know. And I love that because... the camaraderie, and say I'm at Fauner Park or I'm at Hy-Vee or even Wine, Beer, and Spirits, where not everybody knows each other. They get to know the other people, and especially the music bingo, because there's no cheating. I don't want people on their phones, but I don't care if you yell across the room. Like we talked about before, that Tyler that you brought, that kid was, I don't even think he was 21, or barely 21, and that kid knew all the classic rock. By the end of it, or midway through, because I'd go, oh, Tyler knows this, and then the team over in the corner, hey, Tyler, what is this one? And I just think that's great.
It's a reminder of how powerful brainstorming can be.
For sure.
And I remember once, this doesn't just pertain to radio, but at some point in my education, one of the schools I was in said, if you have a question or a problem, don't try to go through it yourself. Open a door.
Yeah.
Because people are anxious to help.
Absolutely.
Just ask. Just ask for, you know, the beauty of that is brainstorming. And that's what the trivia is when you work with a team, whether it's one or three other people.
Right.
Yeah. It's fantastic. One person says one thing could unlock a part of your brain you forgot you had.
Yep. For sure. So, I don't know. It's fun. It's a good time.
So it's Wood River tonight.
Wood River is tonight, 80s through 2000s country, which I know some people are like, I don't like country, but it's still just a good time.
Anything this weekend?
No. Tomorrow night is Wine, Beer, and Spirits General Trivia. Starts at 6:30. Tonight is 7 o'clock in Wood River. And then Tuesday is...
Hy-Vee. Wood River tonight, Wine, Beer, and Spirits GI tomorrow, and Hy-Vee on Tuesday.
Yep.
That's awesome. I just realized our microphones weren't on. None of this went out to the people.
Well, I'd like to say that's not the first time, or that is the first time, but it's not the first time that we've had a mishap.
Lori, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me at this early. I'm going to hang out. I'm just going to hang out with you for the rest of the morning.
I wish you would.
Ugh.
Get your jibber jabber. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.